You're with Matt Masters, and this is the Rock and Rhythm Review. For the next 28 minutes, stay tuned to Indiana's only educational, self-indulgent radio program showcasing the music from 1945 to 1965. I'm not an accredited musicologist, nor hold an advanced degree in music history, but possess a correspondence college education and a contagious enthusiasm for the music popular before my parents heard of rock and roll. '04 was publicized as the 50th anniversary of rock and roll. It's hard to say whether the celebration was for the release of the first rock and roll record, or was an observance of the evolution of rhythm and blues into music white America would begin to accept. Either way, 1954 was not the year. There can be little debate that the social big bang for rock and roll happened in 1955, when the radio waves melted the ears of teenagers with
Maybelline, why can't you be true? Oh, Maybelline, why can't
you made me cry when you said goodbye? Ain't that a shame?
Wah, bah, balloon, bah, blah, bah, bah, tootie, boo.
So what about the first rock and roll record? 1954 is oft cited, largely based upon the release of
Well, that's all right, Mama. That's all right for you.
One, two. 1, 2, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, rock. 5, 6, 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, rock. 9, 10, 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock, rock. We're gonna rock.
Rolling Stone magazine went as far as to declare Elvis's That's All Right the first, except that in 1957, Elvis said, "A lot of people seem to think I started this business, but rock and roll was here a long time before I came along." Musicologist Billy Vera wrote, "Rock and roll was an evolutionary process. We just looked around and it was here. And to name any one record as the first would make any of us look a fool." Well, Billy, to that I say, wise men learn more from fools than fools from the wise. On the Rock and Rhythm Review, let's round up some potential candidates and sonically explore the origins of rock and roll in our epic quest to answer the question musicologists are afraid to: what was the first rock and roll record? To identify rock and roll, we need to define it. And I defer to logic applied by Justice Potter Stewart in 1964 regarding pornography. It is hard to define, but I know it when I see it. Rock and roll is hard to define, but I know it when I hear it. For example, compare Amos Milburn's 1948 Chicken Shack Boogie to his 1956 re-recording.
Looking for that place they call the Chicken Shack. They say it's fine as wine and it's really on a ball. Hello, Cats, I just got back. Looking for that place they call the Chicken Shack. It's fine as wine and it's really on a ball. No one windows, no doors, it's just a hole in the wall.
The term rock and roll has been around since the early 1900s. It had sacred as well as nautical connotation, but by the late 1940s, there was no mistaking rock and roll as the black vernacular slang for dancing, and more distinctly, sex. By 1955, rock and roll was a fusion of black and white music genres, but the primal root of rock and roll came from R&B, a general term applied to most black music over the decade prior. Let's start our journey with a rare instrumental from the Four Clefs titled Dig These Blues. Ironically, the Clefs were considered a vocal group. However, the quartet was also self-reliant in respect to instrumentation. And during the zenith of big band swing, this song pointed to a future state from 1941. Jordan was the maestro of the jump blues, essentially a scaled-down big band with greater emphasis on rhythm. Louis was the most popular black artist of the 1940s, and his Caledonia from 1945 is a great example of boogie-woogie piano, jump blues, and hipster lyrics in one perfect package. Thank you.
She's long, lean, and lank, and ain't had nothing to eat. But she's my baby, and I love her just the same. Crazy about that woman, 'cause Caledonia is her name. Caledonia! Caledonia! What make your big head so hot, Ma? I love you, love you just the same. I'll always love you, baby, 'cause Caledonia is your name. That's what she told me, no kidding. That's what she said. She said, son, keep away from that woman. She ain't no good. Don't bother her. But mama didn't know what Caledonia was putting down. So I'm going down to Caledonia's house and ask her just one more time. Caledonia! Caledonia! What make your big head so hot? Ma!
People are aware that Elvis's That's All Right was a cover, but few people have heard the original. The amazing thing is that just as revolutionary as Elvis's version seemed, the same can be said of Arthur Crudup's 1946 original. It wasn't quite country blues, and it wasn't quite urban blues.
That's all right now, mama, any way you do. Well, my mama, she done told me, papa told me too, the life you live in, son, now women be the death of you. But that's all right, that's all right. I love that woman, but I got to let her go. But that's all right, that's all right. That's all right now, mama, any way you do. Babe, now if you don't want me, why not tell me so? You won't be bothered with me around your house no more. But that's all right, that's all right. That's all right now, mama, any way you do.
Hank Williams gets rock credentials for good reason. In 1947, Hank released a blues song gussied up as country music, a little more power to the drums than it had been rockabilly. With its humorous subject matter and descriptive lyrics, it became Hank's first country hit. Oh, one thing, when you speed up the melody to move it on over, you have Rock Around the Clock.
Came in last night at 10:30, that baby of mine wouldn't let me in, so move it on over.
Move it on over.
Move it on over.
Move it on over.
Move over, little dog, cause the big dog's moving in. She's changed the lock on our front door. My door key don't fit no more, so get it on over.
Move it on over.
Scoot it on over.
Move it on over.
Move over, skinny dog, cause the fat dog's moving in. This dog house here is mighty small, but it's better than no house at all, so ease it on over.
Move it on over.
Drag it on over.
Move it on over.
Move over, old dog, cause a new dog's moving in. Deal go down, so pack it on over.
Move it on over.
Toad it on over.
Move it on over.
Move over, nice dog, cause a mad dog's moving in. She warned me once, she warned me twice, but I don't take no one's advice, so scratch it on over.
Move it on over.
Shake it on over.
Move it on over.
Move over, short dog, cause a tall dog's moving in. She'll crawl back to me on her knees. I'll be busy scratching, please. So slide it on over.
Move it on over.
Sneak it on over.
Move it on over.
Move over. Cause a mad dog's moving in. Remember, pup, before you whine, that side yours and this side mine, so shove it on over.
Move it on over.
Sweep it on over.
Move it on over.
Move over, cold dog, cause a hot dog's moving in.
1947 continued to be a watershed year. Good Rockin' Tonight was released both by Roy Brown originally and Winoni Harris. It was a parody of gospel music and set off a firestorm popularity of the phrase rock and roll in black music, as no less than three songs within a year titled Rock and Roll were released. Musicologists point to Harris's version as the first rock and roll record, but it lacks a crucial early rock essential, a honking saxophone. Enter Jimmy Preston, who saxed it up in 1949 with his aptly titled Rock the Joint, which later rocked harder in covers from Bill Haley and Jimmy Cavallo, but Chris Powell and his Five Blue Flames, their cover rocked the hardest.
Rock this joint, we're gonna rock.
Vocal groups also had a voice in rock and roll development. In 1950, one of the most popular R&B songs of the 1950s also became the biggest crossover hit at that time. Its black and white appeal was ubiquitous, but most notably, there was no denying what this song was about. S.E.X. And that's rock and roll. The Dominoes with 60 Minute Man.
Of kissing, then you holler, please don't stop.
Don't stop.
There'll be 50 minutes teasing, and 50 minutes squeezing, and 50 minutes of blowing my top. If your man ain't treating you right, come up and see your dad. I'll rock 'em, roll 'em all night long. I'm a 60 minute man. Man,
call in
the love and then I'll rock, roll all night long. I'm a
60 minute man.
60
minute man.
They call me
love and then
I'll rock 'em, roll 'em all night long. I'm a
60 minute man.
There'll be 15 minutes of kissing.
Then you holler, please don't stop.
Don't stop.
There'll be 50 minutes of teasing, and 50 minutes of squeezing, and 50 minutes of blowing my top. If your old man ain't treating you right, come up and see old Dan. I'll rock 'em, roll 'em all night long. I'm a 60 minute man, oh yeah.
This is Matt Masters, and thanks for tuning in to this installment of the Rock and Rhythm Review. My special thanks to Jim Walsh and Icky Renrut. Send your complaints, critiques, and compliments to WMAT@mail.com. To learn more about the origins of rock and roll, I find Steve Probst and Jim Dawson's book, What Was the First Rock and Roll Record?, a good read. So, to answer the question, what was the first rock and roll record? Look no further than 1951. Cleveland DJ Alan Freed would commence popularizing R&B under the moniker of rock and roll, and down at the Memphis Recording Service, an unidentified rocking object was captured by Sam Phillips. It sang of women, booze, and fast cars, and featured a pounding piano, honking sax, and a distorted electric guitar. This may come as a shock to some, but the late Ike Turner invented rock and roll. With Jackie Brenston at the mic, here is Rocket 88.
You've heard of jalopies, you've heard the noise they make, but let me introduce my new Rocket 88. Yes, it's straight, just one way. Everybody likes my Rocket 88. Baby, we'll ride in style, moving all along. Smart and designed, black convertible top, and the gals don't mind. Sporting with me, riding all around town for joy. Blow your horn, Raymond, blow! Blow! been my rocket and don't be late. Baby, we're pulling out about half past eight. Going round the corner and hit a fifth. Everybody in my car's gonna take a little nip. Move on out, oozing and cruising along.